Welcome to Lesson 3, the future position of the mandala of being. Once again, remember that the mandala of being is a way of understanding what your mind is doing moment by moment. In the last lesson, we looked at what happens when our minds go into the past. In this lesson, we look at what happens when our minds are over-identified with the future. Let's be clear that it's important to anticipate the future, that it can be healthy to have goals, that long-range planning is essential. But what happens when we're so disconnected from the now of ourselves that we begin to live for the future? How many times today did you put yourself so far into the future that the now became a sacrifice? The present moment became flooded with the emotion that was created by whatever you visualized in the future. Look down at the mandala of being that you've laid out on the floor in front of you and step into the future position. What are the stories that you frequently tell yourself about the future? Just observe, reflect upon the past few days. What have you frequently told yourself would happen, might happen? What are you hopeful about? What are you anxious or worried about? So many of us spend our lives trying to get to our life. We don't spend enough time in the now making friends with the feelings that we haven't known how to give a home to, that we haven't known how to make safe in ourselves. Instead, we believe that if we do certain things, we plan the right thing, we get the right things, we acquire the right job, the right spouse, the right house, that then life will be good. We end up living our lives on our way to our lives instead of living our lives in our lives. Future position are the stories you tell yourself when your mind gets too lost in the future. Look at what these stories create. Look at how much of the time we're trying not to let something happen that we're afraid will hurt us and we become anxious. We're worried about money. We're worried about our health. Look at how many times we create a story in the present moment about the future that makes us feel good. When a person truly feels good, they don't have to tell themselves a story, a hopeful story about the future. Notice how the mind plays this game with the future of going between worry and hope. But what is it that we're actually experiencing in the now? Why is it that you would let yourself be chased away from the present moment where your heart is beating, where love can fill you, where you can taste joy, and where we do taste joy, and you will feel full as soon as you stop letting your mind create a future that's either better or worse and poisoning your present moment? We all know the worries about air pollution and global warming. But have you ever thought about how the stories you tell yourself about the future pollute your now? Make you worried or anxious or frightened or desperate? Or so full of positive thoughts and hope, but not because you really feel good about yourself in the present, precisely because you want to create something in the present that will make you feel good. In the mandala work, we learn to really let our minds stop creating those thoughts. Plan for the future, but don't lose your footing in the present moment. Know that any story you tell yourself about the future is only imaginary, only hypothetical. There's no way any of us know that any of our future prognostications, whether they're positive or worrisome, are ever going to be true. The future is completely an imaginary world. Yes, it's important to live our lives intelligently, but we shouldn't be rushing to the future to feel good. We should be learning how, and we can learn how, you can learn how right now, to step back into the now of yourself. See that a future story is just a thought. Don't identify with it, or it will become part of your sense of self. Do the work that's written in the lesson text. Give some thought to the stories that you frequently tell yourself about the future. And by learning to take a step back into the present moment and return yourself into the now, reclaim the energy you were postponing by waiting to find that energy at some imaginary time in the future. Remember, who you really are starts now. Your true story starts now. Let the mud settle in this moment, and the future will take care of itself.